politics, second column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is asking a question. Why is it that the Mishkan was made out of wood and goatskin and the Beis HaMikdash was made out of stone? So he starts explaining that the lower the thing, the higher it is. So Daimim Tzimei Chai Medabi inanimate plant, animal, and human. So according to the laws of nature, so to speak, so human is higher than animal, which is higher than plant, which is higher than inanimate. But in the source, inanimate is higher. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a greater level than the Mishkan, it revealed the way it is in the source. And in the source, that's where it is. So he says like this. Okay, let's start in the second column, like 15 lines in the top of the parsha. So he says, in the Mishkan was based according to the laws of the Shtalshilus. Aval b'migdash ha'yinim sebeg b'tachlis ha'shleimis, but the base of Migdash had the ultimate completeness. Ki ha'y tzadir es kva shalom kodesh baruch, which was a permanent home of Hashem. Like it says, zeis menuchasi adi ad, this is my permanent home, shil me'ein elam haba, which is similar to the level of Olam Haba. What will be in Elif HaShvi? Not Olam Haba of Gan Eden, but Olam Haba of Mashiach, Sheh Menuch HaLachai Olamim, Shah Tisal HaAretz Al Yena. Then the lower level of inanimate, earth, will be elevated, Sheh Bechinas Malchus Datzilus, which is the level of Malchus of Atzilus. Yes, the Ma'ala Mekumna is going to be greater than all of them. In other words, when the source is revealed, the lowest is the highest. The commercial kosuf. Asia's chayala teres baila. The woman of valor, which is the level of malchus, becomes the crown of the husband. She ateres la'asir la'avir la'zah datzilis. That malchus becomes the crown of zah. In other words, by the way, just think you have derimim smer chay medaber, you have four letters of Hashem's name, you have four worlds. You have chachma bina, zah, and malchus. So, Chochmah and Bina are the two higher ones. Zohar Malchus is the lowest. But Lassu Lavi Malchus is going to be the greatest. V'hayinu mitzad shor, she'olso b'machshav agduma. T'chila Eretz kodma l'shamayim. The level of Eretz higher than Shamayim. L'chein av b'beis HaMikdash.
What is the Malchus?
Malchus is the level of Ofod and Daimon.
Is
going to feed on even higher. Therefore, Beis HaMikdash, which is similar to Olam Haba, the primary building was from stone and dirt, which is a level of Daimim, even Agag v'amaziva, even the roof. Makif was also not Avonim v'Ofa, and not Ma'arozim, which is Kvi Mashiach, lost the love, and Shabachinus Eretz Kodmesh, is Chayal Teres Bal Mitzat Shosha. He says, but they had Klunis and Shal Eretz. They had these beams of, in the base of Migdash, they had the beams of the cedar tree, Shayim Heim Hoyu Tamchem Levad, with only the support beams for the roof, and now Shabachinus Demain Tamchem Deretz. Okay? So bottom line is, the difference between Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan is a level of Elokus. Now, Beis HaMikdash is a level of Elokus, the way it's going to be. Therefore, everything is stone and dirt, because that's a higher level. So he says now, at the bottom of 86, we see clearly, the level that there is in the ground, Miley Yaseda, a greater advantage even over the higher things. Why? Buchinus Abitl, which is the level of Bitl, Shiyesh Babuchinus Midras, Tachas Kape Sragli Hakul, which is the stepping stone of every, you step on earth. It's the lowest. Mashain Kenat Semeach. But on the other hand, plant life, trees, and those things you don't step on. And he says this bittul that Ofer has nim shemitat shorsha hanayla comes from the higher source. B'machshava yishamachshava b'chinas cheshiv ma. Machshava is two words. Choshav ma. Right, the first and last letter is ma, and the rest is choshav. What is choshav ma? Ma is the tachas habitul. K'meisha kosim m'meisha rabbein olav ashol v'nachnu ma. Next page, mem dalim. The k'meisha rabbein asev v'nachnu ma. So ma is a level of bitul. What is choshav ma? Misham nimshachu mislav shuchin sabitul ba'onitz. And that's the level of bitul that comes from the earth. In other words, like this. In machshava, we said, Oritz is first. In Dibur, Shemayim is first. Why is, but Oritz is higher than the rest because of the Bittul. That's why it's created with Machshava. Machshava is Choshav Ma. Mitzazet is Talon Lossel Lovin. Liesater is Baila. To be the higher level, L'chayin Hoye Beis HaMikdash Me'avonim Dafka. Therefore, the Beis HaMikdash was made out of stone. Okay, skip the parentheses. Masha'en came by Mishkan. On the other hand, although the Mishkan, Shenasek V'Seder Ishtal Shuz Da'achshav, which is made on the level of Kedusha now, over there, the top of the Mishkan was animal skins, then the walls were plant, and then the earth was the floor. Da'achshav B'chinat Semech L'mal Mi'adayimim. So then, Shemayim Kodmu Shemayim is first. L'chein O'yakeis Mi'atzei Ashita Mi'ofer. Therefore, the ceiling was made out of goatskin, skins, and then the walls were made out of tzemeach, and then the earth was the lowest. Okay? So now the Alter Rebbe is coming back to the Parsha, because at the beginning, the Alter Rebbe is, the Maimer began, Vayiga Sheil of Yehuda. So now the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that these two levels, Shemayim and Oretz, now is the level of Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan. That's why it's interesting. The Mishkan Shilai, was in the Chelik of Yosef. The Beis HaMikdash was in the Chelik of Binyamin, but Yehuda and Binyamin was one general area. So the Beis HaMikdash actually is in the Chelik of Yehuda. I mean, of the two, it's Binyamin. But when you had the 10 tribes and the 12 tribes, so Yehuda and Binyamin were the two tribes that stayed together. So therefore, it's really that, it's called, generally speaking, Yehuda. But that's exactly the same thing. Yosef is a level of Hesafa adding. That's the level of, like we discussed last night, the level of nature that you can add to. And Yehuda is a level of Bittul. And that's the difference. Alter Rebbe is going to explain why now Yehuda came to Yosef. Because Yosef is greater now. La'asid love, Yosef is going to come to Yehuda because Yehuda is greater. And that's all interconnected here. Vine, Zeu, Gam. What? Yeah.
The Haftorah is reverse.
The Haftorah that we will be reading this week is reverse. That Yehuda, now Yehuda came to Yosef. La'asid love, Yosef is going to come to Yehuda. Because now, Yosef is greater. Eventually, Yehuda is going to be greater. V'zeo gam k'in Yosef Yehuda. Sho gam k'in b'chin yosemadrega shamayim v'oretz, which is a level of shamayim and oretz, tzemech v'daimim. Again, tzemech means it constantly grows. Yosef means heisafa, constantly growing. So Yosef is the level of tzemech. Yehuda is the level of bittul, that's offer. Yosef Lashon Taisus Ribui, Shepateisav Ahelu Bagdol Vagbol LeMaila, which keeps growing and growing more and more. When you begin at Tzemeach, and that's the level of Tzemeach, especially the Eres Shegadol Ahelu LeMaila Maila B'Rama Maila. The Eres tree, which is the tallest of all trees, yeah, and that's the level Tzadik Atama Yifrach. A Tzadik is going to grow like a Keres Balvon and Yizke. Because, and Yosef is a level of Tzadik. We say Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef HaTzadik is a level of Erez that continues to grow. Hayinu b'china zod atzilis legabi malchus, which is called Daimon. And therefore he says, k'mesh yakos makabal shamidis yesh bam smicha v'gidol. Midis, which is a level of Yosef, which is Zoh, and the primary level of Midas is the last one, Yesaid, before Malchus, which is Tzadik Yesaid Elam, which is the level of Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef is the level of Midas. Now the emotions of a person constantly change. You're young, you have types of this type of likes. You get old, you have different types of likes. So Midas are constantly changing. But letters are the level of diamond. Letters themselves don't mean anything.
There are people who have thousands of questions about Yiddish tribes and constantly want to add to their knowledge.
No.
And then there are people who are bottom to Hashem, the Emunah Pshuta.
Correct.
Which one is higher?
The Emunah Pshuta.
The Emunah Pshuta is higher. But ideally...
Both.
Ideally, that's what I'm saying. Ideally, it's supposed to be both together, Nasa and Nishma. It can't just be Nasa, it has to be Nasa and Nishma. In other words, the fundamental aspect is Emunah regardless. Whether I know or not, it doesn't matter, I'm doing it. Now the Torah says, understand. Huh? Mashiach is the level of ultimate bitter. Yet Mashiach is going to teach Torah.
Rabbi, I find that the more in pursuit of intellectual growth...
Louder.
In pursuit of intellectual growth, you push aside the Emunah Pshuta. Somehow the Emunah Pshuta loses its zeal.
When Shlomo HaMelech writes, Pesi Yamin L'chol Dovot, a fool believes everything. And the Medrash says, who is this fool that believes everything? Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Medrash says. The question, Moshe Rabbeinu is Chochmah v'Atzilus, the highest level of Chochmah. What do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu is the fool that believes everything? Because the ultimate wisdom must be founded, and the foundation of it has to be Emunah. Because otherwise, your intellect can take you, who knows where, warped, way off track. So in order to keep the seichel where it belongs, you need the foundation of Emunah. And he said, there should cause added by one yiske. Yesiv is the level yisod. She'elara das v'das elara kes shemavriach mail. Okay, it's v'yehudom who b'chin is added. Yeah, Yehuda is the level of Eretz Malchus of Atzilus, which is Daimim of Atzilus, the level of Bittul. Lachen Yehuda Loshin Heido Bittul. Sha Daimim Yesh Mebchinus Bittul Yosef. Daimim, because there's no growth in it, there's no nothing in it. So again, Yosef represents plant life. Yehuda represents inanimate, Bittul. So therefore, now Dalta Rebbe is going to say, in this world, Yosef is greater because Sameach, plant, is higher than inanimate. But in the source, inanimate is higher. That means eventually Yehuda is going to be higher, not Yosef. Say the Ishtal Shlusata. Now in Ishtal Shlis, Yosef ulamailam Yehuda. Yosef is higher than Yehuda because now Malchus gets everything from above it. But Malchus has nothing of its own. Lasla Megamoklum has nothing of its own, it just gets from the higher levels. So now Yesus Lamal Meshaya Malchus Mikabala Shifa Vhayusiminza. Therefore, Yosef was the king of Mitzrayim, which is the level of Tzemeach. Gidol Visnasus Vuaya Mashbeva Meshpia Lukulam. In other words, like this. Remember, father gives, woman receives. Zog gives, Malchus receives. So Yosef is Zoh, Yehuda is Malchus. So in this world, who's sustaining everybody? Yosef sustained. He gave food to everybody. So Yosef is really the level of Mashpia, Zoh. The Yehuda Mekapnes. That's what the pasuk says. But Yelakid Elov Yehuda. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Vayemer Biadeni. What does that mean? It's interesting when you learn the according to Chassidus, the pasuk says like this: Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Yehuda came closer, and he said, Vayem biadeini. Biadeini means, please, my master. So he said, but really, biadeini means in me. So he said, that's what we just said. Yehuda sustains Yosef. I'm sorry. Now Yosef sustains Yehuda. So he says, be into me, adeini, you're mashpia me.
Right.
Or like this, that's yeshiva language. You're mashpia to me. So that's what he says. She Peter, she Bayum, she Hashefa Meyesev Atzadik. Kemavor Beseyad, Vayigash Lokim Takruv, the Alma, the Alma. Mentioned this last night. That Vayigash El of Yehuda means, the Zohar says, the world of Yehuda and Yesev got became one. It came close to one another. Hainu Alma, Tata, the lower world, which is Malchus, Misyached, that's singing the Geshes, the Alma, Ilah. The Zohar, the Kabul HaShefa. So Yehuda, Malchus, is going to Yosef to receive the sustenance that Zohar gives Malchus. That's the way it was in the Mishkan. Plant is higher than inanimate. Yosef is higher than Yehuda. So now Yehuda has to get sustenance from Yosef. Avalosud love it. Then Yehuda is going to be higher. Like it says, Eishes Chayal Teres Baila. Mitat Shorsha Shalom Ola B'machshava Tchila, which comes from the level of Machshava, which is higher than Dibur. Hine Machshava Choshev Ma, like he said before. Machshava is Choshev Ma, the level of Bittul. Hainu Tachas HaBittul Shebechines Chochma Datzilis Koyach Ma, which is a level of Bittul. Vinei Abba Yosid Brato, Abba meaning Chochma creates the daughter. Ki Chochma Eloi Nikra Yira Ilo, and Chochma Tato is Malchus. V'zeh Abba Yosid Brato. Therefore, it says in Kabbalah, it means like this: Chochma is the higher level of Yira, Malchus is the lower level of Yira. So now Abba Yosid Brato means the father, Chochma, created the daughter, which is Malchus. Again, Chochma being his father and mother. Zohar Malchus is son and daughter, right? It's masculine and feminine. So he says, Shemachin is Yiri Lord of Chochma, from the level of Yira of Chochma, that's the way it comes into Yira Tata, into Malchus. Ubad Lars is Lavei, Tisala Yira Tata, Be Yira Ilah, Makeda, and then Yira, the lower level of Yira is going to even be greater than the higher level of Yira. The Midas, because Bittul is a higher level than Midas, that comes from Chesed and Gevurah of Zohar. Okay, so that's what the Rebbe is saying. In other words, let me elaborate on this a little bit. It says, Imein Chochma in Yira, Imein Yira in Chochma. You have a different level of bittul, okay? You have a bittul, it's called bittul ayesh. Bittul ayesh means master and slave, okay? Boss and worker. The master tells the slave to do something. The slave doesn't want to do it. But the master is the boss, he'll do it anyway. Okay? That means, I do have my opinion. I'm a yesh, I do have my feelings. But I give it up to the master. The worker doesn't want to do something. The boss tells him to do it. He has no choice. Nowadays, they don't listen anyway. But normal. You have to do it. That's called bittul ayesh. Eved pashut. Now, it's a higher level of bittul. I am so one with my boss. I am so one with my master. What he wants, I want. What he wants is automatic. I have no will of my own. What he wants is what I want. Now, which bittul is greater?
The second.
The first one.
What scholars we have over here. You're both right. Level-wise, complete bittul to the master is a much greater level than I have my own will and I give it up. But in bittul, where is a greater subservience? The first one, I have my own will, and yet I give it up to you.
Right.
Once I'm one with you, it's not a great bittul, because if you want it, I want it.
Right.
That's the difference really between a tzaddik and a beinoni. A tzaddik is one thing with Hashem.
Goody,
goody. Yeah, so whatever Hashem wants, he wants. So yes, he's a higher level of bittul. There's such an act that he doesn't exist, only God exists. But a beinoni that wants to sin and doesn't, because he has a yetzer hara, that's a much higher level of bittul. Okay? So now, the ultimate level is a lower, that's what Dalai Lama is saying over here. One second, here. The Aretz has more bittul, because bittul ayesh is a much greater level of bittul. So therefore, Aretz, which represents the physical, stepped on the lowest, versus Shamayim, which represents the holy things. So now, heaven is higher than earth. And that's why in practical creation now, like we learned before, Bereshis Bara Lekim, Es HaShemayim, that's Aretz. First heaven, and then earth. Because heaven is higher than earth. Plant is higher than inanimate. But eventually, like this, at the end of the parasha, it says, the end of that section, it said, B'yayim HaSeis HaShem Elokim, Eretz HaShemayim, Eretz first. And we said before, because in purpose, Aretz is really higher. And that's going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. So Mashiach's coming is a revelation of the source where the inanimate is higher than everything else. Okay. That's the level of Yosef versus Yehuda. Yosef is Bittul Ayesh. I'm sorry. Yosef is Bittul B'Metzias and Yehuda is Bittul Ayesh. But La'asad Laveh is going to be a greater Bittul of Yehuda because Bittul-wise, in the act of bittul, that's why Alter Rebbe asks in Tanya the question, why in the world did Hashem send down a beinoni to the world if he fights, and never wins? He can never become a tzaddik. To become a tzaddik, you have to be born with the ability to become a tzaddik. Now there's beinoni, your whole life is going to fight, and never win. What's the purpose of it? So Alter Rebbe explains the two delicacies, aseli matamim, that Rivka said to Yaakov, bring me the thing, to get the brachas, right? I'll make delicacies. So Chassidus asked, Yitzchok needed two delicacies. One's not enough for him. He's a tzaddik. The obvious. So Chassidus explains, there's two delicacies by Hashem. When Rivka and Yitzchok, this is Klal Yisroel. This is Hashem speaking to the Jews. There's a sweet delicacy, sweet stuff. Then you have a bitter delicacy. Sour, like, you know, hot sauce, whatever. Now, it's also, people enjoy that. Sour, a bitter taste, a sharp taste. So, L'chayda, conceptually, sweet should be better than bitter. Or sharp. Yet, God forbid, when somebody faints, you don't give them sugar to smell. You give them something sharp to smell. Yeah. Because only sharpness can wake up the neshama from fainting. So that's the same thing. The tzaddik is the sweet guy. Bittul b'metzias, you know, only goody goody. The beinoni, he's fighting. That's sharp. But the Eibishter enjoys that more. So in other words, the sharp delicacy, in a certain respect, is much greater than the sweet delicacy because that revives the soul. That gives the soul something that the sweet delicacy doesn't have. And that's why Hashem created tzaddik and a baal tshuva. He has the enjoyment of a tzaddik. He has the enjoyment of a baal tshuva. Of a beinoni.
Ashkenazim like sweet sugar.
Yeah. They dip the sugar in everything.
Like sharp.
Lemon.
Sour. Olive, sour.
You don't expect me to comment, do you?
Yeah, probably. Beinonim, there are maybe 1% of the
Beinonim. No.
More
no. Beinoni? Yeah. Maybe 0.0001.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And then Tzadikim is even less.
One per generation sometimes. Okay. Zel Mashikosib Avteira, this is what the bottom of the paragraph. And that's what it says in the Avteira and Parshas Vayigash. So again, until now Yosef is greater. Loss of love of Yehuda is going to be greater, right? So it says over there, Kachocha Eitzacha, take one piece of wood. Save all of the Yehuda. Okay, so it says like this in the Haftarah, which we're going to read this week. It says, take one wood and write Yehud on it. Take another piece of wood, write Yosef on it. And then Hashem says, bring them close to each other. And I'm going to put the Yehuda tree, the piece of wood, on top of the Yosef. And not only that, until the Pasuk says, Va'avdi David, Melech Aleihem. And David will be the king over both. So in other words, the Haftarah is speaking about the greatness of Yehuda. That now there's Taki Yosef and Yehuda take the two pieces of wood, Eitzachod, but I'm going to put Yehuda on top of Yosef to the extent Va'avdi David, Melech Aleihem. David's going to be the king. In other words, now Yosef's the king. Ultimately, David HaMelech is the king. Why? Because then, La'asid Lavoi, David HaMelech is greater. Pirish Ata Yosef ulamayla miYehuda shenim shaladis. Now, Yosef is like greater than Yehuda because he's like the cedar tree. Asher gadol v'gaiva misal misseis v'helich. And therefore, Yosef has the 10 shvatim. The 10 shvatim are really from Yosef. Connected to Yosef. The two tribes is Yehud and Binyamin. So that's why over there it says, Shifte Yisrael Chaveirav, Nimtzu Merubi B'Shvatim Yosef Yehuda. Therefore now, Hesafa, who has more? The 10 versus the 2. So number-wise, quantity-wise, they have more. Shal Shem Zay Yed Nikri Yosef Das Elyon. When it will be the ultimate unity, the real unity will be Mashiach comes, then Yehuda will be higher than Yosef, like it says, so that's the difference between now and La'asulavi. That's the difference between the Mishkan, which by the way was in Yosef, like we said, and the Beis Hamikdash, which is in the Chelek Yehuda. Okay, let's just finish the next few lines. So he says, that's what it says. LeYochel Yosef leSapek b'Sfada Yosef esel Elachov. Yosef couldn't hold himself back. He had to connect already to his brothers. Shenizchaba Yosef Yehuda b'Tachas Achiba Yichud leMevi Echad b'Echad Mamish became one. Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Yosef and Yehuda becoming one. But now Yosef's on top. And then. Is on top. And then Lassad Lab Yehuda's on top.
Mashiach is Yehuda.